Iraq's remnant church is dwindling fast. Indonesia's on red alert with a massive volcano. And Rwanda marks its genocide commemoration, but now looks forward. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Christians are practically running to get out of Iraq. Believers have been fleeing for years, but persecution has become unbearable for believers in recent months.
They're literally being targeted for extermination and for extinction.
Carl Muller with Open Doors USA reminds us.
Last October 31st, 60 Christians were killed in a terrorist attack by Al-Qaeda-linked groups at Our Lady of Salvation Church in Baghdad.
As a result,
we've now seen an additional perhaps up to 95,000 Christians leaving the country since that attack.
At that pace, there'll be no Christians left in Iraq in 3 years. It's a worthy fear. 70 years ago, Iraq had a vibrant Jewish community, which is now completely extinct. But amazingly, the gospel is still moving forward during what Open Doors is calling a Christian religious side. But the group is asking the U.S. government to step in. You can help by petitioning through our website.
Especially as a Christian, we should be there because these are our brothers and sisters in Christ.
Next, Indonesia's on red alert as Mount Karangatang wakes up. The volcano is located in a Sulawesi island chain between Indonesia and the Philippines. Compassion International has projects in both areas that are close enough to be affected by the toxicity spewed by the volcano. Compassion's Kathy Redmond says,
it can spew ash and poisonous gas for quite an area and for quite a time. These are areas that are already plagued with pollution and trash and other environmental issues.
Redmond says communication with their teams is slow.
We're waiting to hear from the Philippines and Indonesia if they're doing anything to avert any kind of crisis, putting in any kind of prevention to make sure that the kids aren't affected, and see if they're also evacuating the areas.
What can you do?
Pray for God's protection over the kids that are there and over their families and over the churches and the partners that we work with. Every day, they truly rely on God, and their lives are truly about faith.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Rwanda closed a week of commemoration yesterday. It's been 17 years after genocide claimed the lives of nearly a million people in less than 3 months. As much as there is grief, there is also hope. Evangelist Sammy Tippett's ministry has a long history in that country in support of the reconciliation efforts. He was there shortly after the genocide.
There was a great need for reconciliation, and it looked like an impossible task.
And today, it's a different story. God has been moving.
The church has been out in the forefront of this. They started some small churches and started reaching out across the ethnic lines, and they began to bring people together inside their churches and try to bring healing in every way, physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
People know they have to teach the coming generation differently or breed conditions for another genocide.
Christians have the opportunity to go in to the universities and minister among the university students and professors and help them to educate a new generation to something that will be very healthy.
Meanwhile, there are countless needs across the Middle East right now as tensions continue to soar. Refugees are fleeing from Egypt, Iraq, and across the region. When they get out of the country, though, they have few options for jobs, schooling, or health care. A church in one generally stable Middle East country is providing a free clinic through Reach Global. Clinic workers do basic health care for refugees and love all who come in, like Christ. You can help at our website. And some of those same refugees in the Middle East could benefit from a recent audio Bible release. The immensely popular Bible.is app from Faith Comes by Hearing is now available in Arabic. The app has included the Bible in Arabic for a while, but now the entire app, from the download to help info, can be accessed in that language. Hundreds of millions speak Arabic worldwide and now have access to God's Word with just a tap of a finger. You can download your own at mnnonline.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Envision a Middle East where the love of Jesus Christ overshadows the turmoil there. Sat7 is offering you an informative DVD to help you see their work in action, how they're offering the Prince of Peace to this troubled area of the world. You can get your free DVD by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Sat7 link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.